All right. And we'll be back in a moment. Any additions, postponements? Consent agenda items, reviewing the minutes from both the 8th and the 29th of January. I didn't have anything.
Well, I would say it looks like I got the time wrong on the when we went into executive session. On the was 6.2. I've got 9:25, but in the minutes I say 9:15, which I think is probably. I think the 9:25 is probably right. It should be different in the. I don't know. I guess I was just too excited.
Are we looking at the 29th?
Yeah, the meeting for the 29th. I think I have all those times because I don't think we were only in session for 45 minutes. But because
Sure.
I think we just went in, we talked briefly about the trustee emails and then I should have had that be 9:15.
I'll say that's 15, doesn't it?
You mean over where at 6.2, you have nine?
Yeah, I should it should be 9:15 instead of 9:25.
Right next to 6.2.
Right, that Jeannie, that first then where it says 9:25 right next to the 6.2
Yeah.
was what the agenda had for when we were entering
Right.
those portions of the meeting. Was kind of the schedule for the meeting.
I
So,
know, and usually I go back and change those because we are never on exact time. And so
gotcha.
usually I think the 9:15 in the minutes where Jane and Dottie
Yep.
put us into it is correct, and we should alter the 9:25.
And then at 7.0, you have 10, and it should be 10:50.
Yes.
Okay. Minor.
And then it would be 10:51 where we adjourned because you adjourned right away.
It says 10:54 in the minutes, but
Oh, it does? Well, then, yes,
okay.
it should go by the minutes.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No worries.
That seems
I'm back.
okay. Welcome back, Jane. We're looking at minutes.
Okay, I'll let you do that. I'll watch you do it. I did look them over.
Okay. I didn't have anything other than Jeannie's suggestions there. Anybody else?
No.
For the December meeting that we
January. Oh.
reauthorized me to put the stock and street name. I think
Exactly.
that was in December. Yeah. The summer. So that was not either of these.
No.
Yeah.
Treasurer's report.
Okay. I don't think there was anything notable. All right. Yeah, that's right.
Anything unexpected or unusual?
I don't think so.
I guess we are looking at these numbers and then think about that $500 donation that we got last week from Washington Electric Co-op. We did really well in terms of
Yeah.
donations this past fiscal year.
That's great.
That doesn't show up here yet, and we're already, what was it? Essentially
Well,
like
like 750
five
over, but I
over.
mean,
So,
that's always guesswork, so.
well, sure. But no, like I said, it's been a good year for donations and.
Yeah.
And the computer reserve fund, that's the new,
It is,
yeah,
yes.
the new, is it a desktop? What did you say in your?
We replaced the old circulation desk computer.
Great.
So, and that doesn't show up here.
Not yet.
Yep. So that was just made in the last couple of weeks. So that was in
I see.
February.
So that's what's in the fund, but it hasn't come out ripped here. Great. Excellent. Any
What I didn't
questions,
get,
sir? We have.
kind of the mysterious thing, this is the Hardbury Computer Capital Fund. I'm not sure what she intended to print me out. I can't make head nor tail of it. I had presumed that since there hadn't been anything else, it stayed where it was last month so far. There's some other stuff on there with the, yeah, with the
So do you
general operating fund and stuff, although it is titled Computer Capital Fund.
well, there's two different accounts listed here. This is the computer capital and this is the library account. So this
Working very hard on this, Judy and Jane.
is
You're working very hard on what?
so far, or is
Paul
the
had a question
what
about
is
it, a
the
report that Tammy gave
That
it.
should
So
be
Carl and Heidi are sorting it out.
okay.
Actual debit, that should be a transfer from the town to our fund.
Right.
Think this is their debit.
Right.
So
For the year.
putting that into the computer fund.
Okay. And then this,
Why that's on there, I don't know at the bottom, but
maybe she just wanted to show this is
sure,
what we're
why
going to
this all
spend
goes in one lump 650 is what the whole thing was
for 1 year.
for the year.
Right.
But, and they do not give me like any totals other than that's what was put in.
Okay.
So it doesn't.
Doesn't tell you what the total amount is, it's just telling you what they put in for the year.
Apparently,
Yeah.
yes.
And same here, right? This is what was put in, this the town allocation. This is what we've.
Yeah.
Right.
But which is,
This is probably. Do you want me to go ask Tammy about it?
I'm actually not worried about it. I think it ends up in the end, we get everything we were supposed to get.
Right.
So.
Like one is this probably, I mean, we just have to look at last year's. I mean,
That looks like one quarter there and three quarters here.
Right.
But why that's happening in January, I'm
Well,
not sure.
it says July or August, rather.
Oh yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. There's, yeah, that's what threw me the last time.
Okay.
Is that she was doing it ahead of time instead of each quarter. Yeah, okay, for some
Like
reason
she,
there's
yeah, it's
one
a
quarter
long.
and then here's three quarters.
All right, can I take this? And if I
Sure.
think of any questions, I will have to stop there anyway. Okay. Anything else?
Basically, I left the computer thing on my report as unchanged.
Yeah. Okay, because this is January 31st, so. All right. Anyone else? Guess you guys can't see that. Library director's report. Ryan, is this actually your final director's report?
Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. Like something I kind of anticipated probably the March meeting as well with reorganization. And you said you likely wouldn't have, you would still kind of be in like the middle of the hiring process. So
Yeah.
I kind of assumed probably the March meeting as well. So yeah.
Okay.
It's getting there.
Yep.
Now, I think to summarize January overall, we kind of had heads down trying to get some projects to conclusion. I did get, after all the shenanigans with vendors and extensions, we did get the majority of the collection of the playaway and box stocking books in for the grant that we had received last year. I did pull out a couple of those so folks could see what they wanted to see, what we were talking about. So that's exciting. Now I did meet with one of the bus drivers last week, talking with one of the school librarians and principals this week to come up with a plan for how to make them accessible to kids on the bus rides to and from Montpelier. So yeah, that project is moving along well at this point in time, which is nice to see. Got a grant application submitted about halfway through our annual report. Yeah, didn't really make any progress, unfortunately, on the bath, excuse me, the office space flooring. That was probably the majority of happenings in January. Nothing too crazy.
I did get a question from Nate about the flooring, and he said he's willing to help push that along. I didn't quite know what he meant, if he was willing to be the contractor who does it, but I said I would check in and see where we were on that. It
Sure.
sounds like we got an insurance.
We have the insurance gave us money based on the estimate of what it would take. It said if we get it done and it ends up being somewhat dramatically different than what the estimate had been, we can resubmit that the final numbers to them for reimbursement if need be. But we were already awarded, and yeah, the check came for what the estimate would have covered.
Okay.
So.
And I'm assuming that's in some facilities fund or something where that may.
It's just sitting in the town general operating fund. I mean, it's been a while now. Carl, remember where Tammy stuck that
Pardon?
when the check came from the insurance company for the floor?
Which account it got stuck
Where it
in?
ended up going to? Did it go to our capital improvement fund or did it go to the town's general operating fund? It's been a while since it showed up. It was back in the summer,
Don't
probably.
remember. No, I don't think it showed up on any of our stuff.
I don't think it did either. I think it stayed in the town's operating fund.
Right.
Yeah. No, I haven't picked up. Do you know when Nate's been involved in some of the town facilities stuff? Do you know how he's managed that or how he's. It's been a little bit unclear to me on whether or not
He's volunteering or.
it's through the company and like he's had some of his employees doing stuff. I'm not. Like I said, it's been a little bit fuzzy in terms of the little bit that I've seen. It's been kind of fuzzy in terms of how that's getting lined up. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I would think that there is there a possible conflict of interest there?
Your business is making money doing work for the town. Yeah.
But if there's no other bids,
Probably not.
and have you you've reached out to a number of contractors and no one's
No
really.
one has been out yet. I'll talk to Barry Tile again and see if they can just random names for folks we might not have crossed paths with or
Right. Is it the kind of thing the library puts out a like a formal quest for bids or however that works or
Potentially we could. We never have in the past.
right. It's sort of been a mix of community volunteers and
For the bigger projects or something like this, it's mostly us making calls, finding somebody.
okay. I'll look into that. And there was some discussion about does it need to be replaced or is it like it needs to be replaced? Because there was some like how.
I think the what you're going to be faced with is, while it's still passable and fully functional, some of the warping, especially back kind of in that corner of the desk, is cupped enough. It's going to get chipped. It's going to get worn out. Like, it is going to deteriorate with time.
Okay.
So it's not an immediate problem, but it is one of those things that's going to linger and it's going to become a problem with time.
And I'm curious if, like, I don't really know, but like, where it's not cupped, like cutting and then replacing the wood there with tile, is that like another potential idea strategy? So then it's like not gonna, if there is any water damage, it wouldn't happen because it's tile, or I mean, obviously a contractor is gonna come up with another solution,
I think
but.
the space is probably small enough. You would want to have all the same flooring. So, no, but that kind of clip together and laminate stuff, it's pretty much all or nothing.
Right.
Like,
Okay.
you can't replace just a one section.
Yeah.
You've got to do pretty much the whole thing or large chunks.
Okay.
So,
If they
Okay.
decorated bathroom tiles all over out there, then nobody can miss them.
Very antique for
Yeah, I
the
was gonna
whole
say.
place.
Adam's not around anymore, and I'm pretty sure he probably wouldn't be excited to, based on what he had told me about the work in there. Yeah.
Cut the stars,
I think
more
he
stars.
did his fair share back in 2008 or 2009, whatever that was. And
Okay. Well, I can try to follow up with how that process works when we're not getting responses on calls for contractors. So, okay. Anything else for Ryan? Any other questions, Jeannie, Jane? Any more kids in the library this month?
no.
Nope.
Well, I find it hard to hear when when you're talking amongst yourselves.
Okay, we'll try
But
to.
that's okay. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hope I get there when the door is unlocked before somebody else walks in and takes away the 3 boxes of computers.
Oh, Larry.
What is that?
What?
Since I'm going by Mendham, I'm picking up the new computers for Ryan. Here's the note from the
Oh.
computer guy. Plan is good. There will be 3 boxes downstairs, and they will say Roxbury Free Library on them. I may or may not be here, but the door will be unlocked, and the boxes will be sitting right on the table inside.
That's great.
Well. I better turn up in good season
There you
before
go.
somebody else gets enterprising.
Doesn't say a lot.
And I, well, with that address, I should be able to find him just fine. And you have a description.
All right. Well, with those minor changes to the times on the meeting, on the 29th. Would anyone like to make a motion to accept the consent agenda as amended for January 29th minute?
Well, I'll move to accept it.
Both sets of meetings, the 29th and the 8th, seconded by Carl. All in favor? Aye.
I
Okay. No additions to the agenda. Any audience?
Nope.
No business, none. New business. The RFL raffle fundraiser planning.
Yes. We don't actually have to have anything. We just have to have an
On
idea of
hand,
what.
just to know what.
Right.
Yeah.
By town meeting, if we want to do. And town meeting tends to be one of the better days for
Yeah.
making sales.
Well, actually, that varied again. I mean, then we had very nice sales at the 4th of July this last year, so. Never know. But yes, town meeting is significant.
So it's worth trying to be ready for town meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
My gosh.
So how many items is
My
it?
sign painters and the residents at Quarry Hill.
Yes, but she has a painting table.
Ah.
Jane, you willing to make a sign for the raffle?
If I had sign materials, if I could run out and get them, I would.
Well, we happen to have a delivery service visiting you often, so
Well, then, sure, I'd love to do something for the raffle, just as I'm going to try and get there for town meeting.
right, okay.
Or you could concrete your reputation as a hillbilly from Roxbury and just steal stuff from around the residents of Quarry Hill and use those as your items for making these signs.
That's a great idea. I'm not sure that there's the right stuff though here.
Well, how many raffle items have we done? Like six to eight, right?
Something like that.
Eight.
But I mean,
eight seems like a lot, doesn't it?
whatever
Yeah.
we can get
Eight
people
so
to
eight is a
do.
lot.
Yeah. Sure.
Six is
Try to
more
get
reasonable.
two or three in Montpelier.
I say it kind
No
of depends
business.
on
Yeah,
the
to
donors
get
too.
down there and peddle them to Montpelier people, you know.
Where does this fit in the minutes?
Under 7.1.
7.1. Oh, okay. I got confused there.
And Carl, there really isn't some years, some types of things do better than other types of things.
Yeah, I mean, if we have beef, that always does nicely.
Yeah. Steve did
But
not seem enthusiastic about donating beef this last year, and so he didn't.
okay.
Even though I paid for it, half of it, we did like
Yeah.
a, he split the cost.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's when we reached out to Kristen and Moonlight Mountain, and they did the shiitake logs.
Yeah. Which
So,
was not a great seller, but I mean, if people are willing to put it up there, yeah.
I could do five peony roots again, but I don't know how well that did.
Gonna try to drum up more Northfield things because when I go out and peddle at the
Market there.
farmer's market in Northfield, it's good if you have a. I forget what I had there. I had Fernandes on there.
What about like a $100 to, and it's
We'll
like
do
lot.
Randy anyway. We always
Yeah,
do
so
Randy.
Randy.
And I will probably get Karen at Woodbury Toys again.
Woodbury Toys.
It's a pretty good
How
one.
about Bear Pond?
Bear Pond always sells, yeah.
I was thinking Carrier Roasting or Good Measure, like a dinner for two or something like that.
Okay, where's that?
That's in Northfield.
Is that the thing on East Street? That changes its name every year or two. No. No.
It's right across from the
Oh.
depot. That's next to Subway,
Is that
next to the laundromat
as
from
you're going up
Bank.
towards Turkey Hill? I thought that was East Street.
It's been that, yeah, it's been the same
Right
restaurant.
across from the depot. Okay. Same thing as the Northfield Bank, same
It's the same
lot
time.
base, and okay.
So I could ask them.
Okay, you got them. Okay, you put me down. I will go look at Fernandez Hardware. And I will see what else. I will see what Polinos might They're actually looking for musicians to play every so often in the summer, so.
Would the farmers market itself make sense? A gift certificate to the farmers market?
Well, let's see.
That would be hard to figure out.
I don't know.
Because we've given gifts, a gift certificate to presenters in the past, a gift certificate to the farmers market. So they would just take it to the vendors and accounts as cash.
We did.
I've done that before for program
Okay.
presenters as a gift
Yeah.
for them, but
There are other Roxbury businesses we can think of that.
Well, I can talk with usually Andre and I split one for the greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
So I'll do that.
Okay, you got greenhouse.
So that's six what I have here. We've got Randy, Woodbury Toys, Bear Pond Books, Dinner for Two at Carrier, not Carrier Roasting, Good Measure. And I could ask
That's
about a.
a good class. Okay, I'm doing,
that's
let's
fairly
see.
reasonable. You have a couple from Roxbury, a couple from Northfield, a couple from Montpelier.
And we have Foligno's, Fraser's Greenhouse, that's six.
Okay,
So,
somebody who's doing Bear Pond?
I could do Bear Pond.
Okay.
Well, I could do Bear Pond with you, Heidi.
Okay, Jane. Carl, are you doing Randy's and Woodbury's?
And
That's three for
Fernandez, yeah.
Randy's, Woodbury's, and Foligno's. Jeannie is doing Fraser's. Jane and I will do Bear Pond and Dinner for Two at Good Measure. That's six. That seems pretty good. And it's got some new. Okay. Do you think
Let's
of
see if
another
Ed Carney will kick in some maple syrup,
seven?
which was not a huge seller, but it sells a little.
He donates it, not losing anything.
Yeah,
Okay.
we'll see about that.
All right. That's seven things.
That's plenty.
Great. What about asking the, seems like a lot, but the crafters who sell their barn quilts? What about seeing if they are interested in raffling one off?
I don't know who that is.
I could ask. I'll ask. That's eight things, which seems like a lot. And some of
That's
these,
Debbie Rogler, isn't it?
yeah, I could ask Deborah.
Deborah, right.
In the background now, I'm not. Do they still have some for sale at Randy's?
I don't know. So we may not be one of the options. I'll
No.
find out today or soon.
And I will get after these so we know what we have.
Okay. Okay. That's a start. Moving on to town meeting prep. We got everything submitted, I'm assuming.
Well, what I did is I submitted our reports to be printed in the town report, and Karen sent me back, thank you. So I guess she's happy.
Okay.
And I added in the size they wanted and everything. I did some in my email to her. I said, "What do you want for auditing?" And she never got back with anything. I guess maybe she's happy just auditing what I gave her to be printed in the report. But
I
I
would
think
think that I see.
typically they had been asking for checkbook and bank statements and that kind of thing, but nobody said anything I asked. So
Maybe it'll be
I guess
different
she's
this.
happy.
Maybe it'll be different this year because the town is supposed to have a third-party auditor coming in
Okay.
to do a bigger audit. So maybe they're holding off, or maybe they're coordinating
Yeah.
with that entity or something. But no, when I submitted my report back at the beginning of January, I didn't hear anything. And then a few weeks later, I heard, "Where's your report?" Like, well, it was submitted. And it's like, oh, we found it. Sorry.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. Well, there usually
I
is
didn't
a thing
think.
in the town report where the auditor's report says we've looked at everybody and audited them. So, but I
So I
mean,
don't
if
think they
they're
meet that
happy, I'm
often,
not.
but this is kind of their busy time of the year, so.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, yes, as far as that goes, I think I have done everything I need to do or have been told to do so far.
Ryan, do you expect to have a kind of town meeting cheat sheet for
Yeah, some of the highlights of the
Western?
year, some of the anecdotes, some of the
Cool.
numbers.
And who's going to be there?
I expect to.
I expect to. Jane? Jeannie?
Jane
The
said
town
she was
meeting?
hoping to.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd like to try and make it somehow.
Okay, great. We'll get you there. Maybe you could come home with Ben on Saturday. And
I've got to work it out. There are pills involved and little packets and things like that.
right. Well, you gotta tell them to pack you an overnight bag and
Lots
but
of
that's Ben's birthday weekend, so we could have a and then bring
Okay,
it.
well, I'll work on plans for
Yeah.
that.
All
I
right.
look forward to
Great.
it. And I'd also want to note that this is maybe my last stint as a trustee
Yeah.
after 2 decades.
Okay.
So I love being on the library board, and I love all of you.
Aw. Well, thanks for passing the torch.
To whom?
Yeah, I'm
That we
seem
don't
to be
know
the
yet.
one fielding it right now.
Hang on to that torch for a moment.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're all great torchbearers,
Okay.
each and every one of you.
We are Olympic athletes too.
Good. Well, I
Library
give you
athletes.
all gold stars or gold medals.
I'll take it.
Who's next?
Okay. Great. And Jeannie, you said you'd be there? Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
We don't have names for write-in yet, correct? Correct. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't been able to push a lot. I don't want to beat the bush too
I will
much,
be.
but
Yep.
yeah.
You will be, or you have?
I will be pushing. I have not.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you have people in mind?
I had the three listed
Okay.
that I was to contact.
Okay. All right. So next is executive session. So we need someone to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel.
I move we enter executive session to discuss personnel.
Second.
I second it.
Okay.
Do you want me around?
With an invitation for Ryan to join us. I'm not sure. I would,
Yes.
yes.
What's this for again?
Personnel.
Motion includes invitation for the director to join the meeting.
Yeah, it's just going to be an update on the hiring process, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So we had Carl, you first. What was the
Moved,
order?
seconded, all in favor. Aye.
All right.
Moving into executive session. Recording.